Nice day, isn't it? I see you're just sitting here, soaking it all in. Staying out of trouble? Or did you come here for a little break? What break, he asks. Do I look like a rookie to you? It's not like you to be sat out here on a bench daydreaming in this heat. You're not that type of guy. I would know. Did you forget about our last encounter? That's Officer Martinez to you. And it's funny you say that. Because a call from dispatch just came in about a burglary that occurred not too far from here. Oh yeah, just a few blocks. There's a description of the suspect, and guess what? You match that description perfectly. Mm-hmm. To a T. Blue jeans, white shirt, red sneakers. A ridiculous hairdo. And a backpack. Dispatch definitely said something about a backpack. I wonder what's inside. So you say, but I prefer to find out for myself. I mean, it's pretty suspicious that you just happened to match the description of a suspect that's on the loose, and that your current location is close to the scene of the crime. Plus, I've already pointed out that it's uncharacteristic of you to be sat out here doing nothing. Maybe. But you can't blame me for making assumptions about you. You've been a bad boy. And with the way you responded the last time we met, I would have thought that you'd like to be arrested again. Listen, cut the bullshit. It was you who burgled that house, wasn't it? Be honest. You know I patrol these streets during this time of day. You know I would be looking for you the moment I hear a call. You know, deep in that naughty little mind of yours, that I'm 1,000 times better than Jenna. Oh, please. Don't play dumb. That bimbo narc of a girlfriend you have. The one who thinks I'm just another dumb cop. The one who's been avoiding you for quite some time now. Starving you of the pleasure you crave. Is that why you did what you did? You wanted me to arrest you that badly? Screw around with a dirty cop. It's okay. I can take care of you if you're not getting any attention. I know what you told me. I heard you the first time. The thing is, I just don't believe you. You might have been convincing if you weren't harder than my fucking nightstick. Too late to try to hide it now. It's been rock hard for a while now. I'm surprised you didn't notice. Stand up. Turn around. Up against the wall. Did I stutter? I said, up against the wall. Quiet. No talking without permission. brings back memories, doesn't it? You being powerless against me as I pin you like this. Patting you down for anything that would classify you as armed and dangerous. You enjoy it when I'm behind you, don't you? Shut up and turn around. What about in front? This is how it was the last time. Face to face. I pinned you against the wall. You squirmed and struggled against my strong arms, trying desperately to escape. Then I pressed my thigh against your crotch, whispered some sweet shit in one ear, licked the other, and you settled down. You were no longer resisting arrest. Then... You definitely have a weapon down there. It's concealed and fully loaded. Question is, do you know how to use it? Well, I know how to use my body, if that wasn't obvious before. Your girlfriend can't please you the way I can. I can screw you in so many different ways. I can make you come again and again, but still have you begging for more. And I can bring my nightstick into the mix. I know how to use a nightstick. Depends how you want it to be used. I could punish you with it. Give you the beating that you deserve. I could shove it up your ass and turn you into a lollipop. If you're into that sort of thing. Or you could take it in your mouth after I'm done with it. It's entirely up to you, babe. Relationship? It's virtually non-existent. Why do you even care about doing that shit behind her back? She's the selfish one that doesn't care about your needs. I don't get what you see in her, anyway. Sure, she's tall and thin like a supermodel, but you know where your true preferences lie. A woman who's strong. Commanding. Dominant. Petite. Thick. Didn't take much for that guilt to disappear. Do you think I'm hot? Do you like the way I smell? The way I taste? Is my hair more appealing to you as a long braid? Do you think I'm pretty? That's all that matters. Going down south already. You don't have a warrant for that yet. You're rushing it, aren't you? But you know what I do have a warrant for? Something I really want to search through. Your backpack. Oh, yeah. Don't think I forgot. Hand it over. Now. Let's see what you've been hiding from... What the... Hey! Get back here, you little shit! Don't even think about climbing that gate! What did I just say? You don't want my gun to accidentally go off, do you? Blow your junk out and turn you into a woman? Didn't think so. Drop it. Hands in the air. On your knees. Detained? Don't be a smartass, boy. You're under arrest. You shithead. Did you really just call me mommy? Oh, that's another fetish of yours, huh? You like the taste of it? Here. My boot is dirty. Clean it up. Yeah, that's a good boy. Show me what a good little bootlicker you are. Lick it up real good. You filthy punk. I'm not your mother. But if I was, your ass would be as red as your sneakers. You need a good spanking. Someone has to put you in your place. All right, that's enough. It's time to see what the fuck you're carrying in this thing. Well, well. What do we have here? That's 10 years right there. Maybe more, given your history. Oh, of course it's not yours. It just magically appeared in your bag. Why are you in possession of someone else's property? So, this bag belongs to Jenna. And I'm guessing this brick is one of her products. I see. You're certain you had nothing to do with the burglary. She's not worth it, you know. Jenna's seeing someone else, in case you haven't figured it out. Would you like me to show you the pictures on my phone? Because I have plenty of evidence. I've been following her, watching the crap she does behind your back while you're busy simping for her. She thinks she's so slick, the little slut. I won't take you down to the station. For that little stunt you pulled earlier, I should have you locked up for assaulting an officer. But since I'm in a generous mood today, I'm willing to let this incident slide. On one condition. You and I become an item. See, I would, and I've tried, but it never seems to go anywhere. I go on a date with someone and tell them I'm a cop, and it's like, they just disappear off the face of the earth. Since you and Jenna are pretty much done, and you have no problem licking my boots, I don't see any reason for us not to have a relationship. Sure about that? Because I will call this in and have you behind bars for a very long time. A wise decision. Oh, make no mistake. You're still very much under arrest. I'm taking you to my place where you will be punished. A bad boy needs it, after all.